Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Well, if there's one thing we can find pretty much universal bipartisan agreement on is that it has been a nasty winter this year. And you might find some relief from the icy grip of winter at the Wharton Center tonight. One of Europe's finest orchestras presents the fiery music of two of its great native sons. And Peter Worf is here with more on tonight's Wharton Center performance. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Melissa. Yes, from the icy depths of Mother Russia comes the St. Petersburg Philharmonic. They're playing Rachmaninoff and Prokofiev tonight at the Wharton Center for Performing Arts. They'll be joined by violin soloist Vilde Frang from Norway. The St. Petersburg Philharmonic has, in the last week or so, performed in Ann Arbor and in Chicago and now in East Lansing. And I talked to the soloist, violinist Vilde Frang, by phone at her Berlin home just a few days ago about recent recordings, tonight's program, and her early musical life.
It was so obvious just immediately when I picked up the violin that my life was simply, you know, it was going to be channeled somehow through the instrument. The instrument is kind of a tool for living for me, actually. So I thought I was going to play the double bass, though, because both my father and my sister, they play, they're both double bassists. But my father actually avoided that, and he made me a tiny violin himself.
Let's go fast forward to your recent recording of a couple of the great peaks of the violin mountain range, the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto and the Nielsen Violin Concerto.
Yeah, I think it was a very rewarding experience for me, actually, because I had the chance of combining a very familiar violin concerto, which is kind of a milestone in the repertory, with another more exotic, less sort of hackneyed piece. Tchaikovsky was one of my earliest acquaintances. After I started playing the violin, I think I heard it when I was 5 or something, and it made a terrific impression on me.
Talk about then two other concertos that are very different but written by the same composer. One of them you'll perform here in Michigan with the St. Petersburg Philharmonic. It's Prokofiev's second violin concerto. Mm-hmm. You've also recorded his first violin concerto, and they're very, very different pieces from different times in life, very different styles. The first being almost like I've heard it described as almost a fairy tale, very impressionistic. And then the piece that you'll be bringing is, in some ways, much more classical in form, in the three movements, with a big first movement, a very lyrical, a song-like cantabile second movement, and then an almost dance-like third movement. You'll play that second concerto. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, actually, the first concerto is very lyrical. That really shows the very sort of transparent side of Prokofiev. The second concerto is more, I think, if you have never heard Prokofiev before, that's a perfect piece to start with, actually, because it is a tourist trap for Prokofiev lovers. I think it's really like a tourist-friendly Prokofiev, in a way, because it is so typical him, and it has so many spontaneous, things happening in the first moment, so many different characters just appearing out of the blue, really, and it's one of the most beautiful second moments there is in the violin repertory, in my opinion. And then we have this kind of burlesque third movement, which is quite rough and with a lot of vodka and, you know, this kind of it's music that really sort of wears its heart on the sleeve.
Let's talk about two other great masterpieces that you're associated with. And if I have this information correct, you've played both a Stradivarius violin and a viol. Which will you be bringing to Michigan, or is it a different instrument?
Yes, actually, I had a viol violin, which I bought from the Anders V. Mutter Foundation, in which I was a scholarship holder for many years. And when I left the foundation, I was able to buy this wonderful instrument that I've been playing for the last 8 years, I think. And then I did a tour with Esa-Pekka Salonen and the London Philharmonia last year. And during the tour, Maestro Salonen just asked me in the beginning what instrument I was playing, and I loved my viol very much, and I didn't want to change. But in his opinion, a Strad would be the perfect choice. And actually, at the end of the tour, he did inform me that he had found me this instrument from the Nippon Foundation, and that is basically how I got it. I'm only playing the Strad now because I don't like playing two different instruments at once. I think that is it would feel wrong. It's a luxury. It would be a luxury that you don't really need. If you're an artist, you have to concentrate on one instrument in order to create a universe.
Do you remember how you thought or what you felt when you first picked up this instrument and started playing it?
Obviously, the first thing you notice with a Strad is its potential and its volume. You know, how easy everything is. And then you realize how much you have actually worked on your previous instruments and how much you have fighted and how much sweat and tears it takes to achieve what you really want. And I think that is not necessarily a bad thing for a musician.
I loved what you said about the Prokofiev Concerto earlier, that it was sort of a tourist trap for Prokofiev. What do you hope that listeners will discover about Prokofiev after hearing your performance of the Second Violin Concerto?
Oh, I really hope that whatever I'm performing, really, I really hope that the performance itself gives the listener a possibility to make up entirely his or her own interpretation of the piece. That is ideally what I would like to achieve when I'm playing.
Violinist Vilde Franck performs with the St. Petersburg Philharmonic Monday night at the Wharton Center at Michigan State University. Vilde, thanks so much for the time and the conversation. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, this is Peter Wolf.